memory is so abstract, it's hard to say what is exactly my first memory, but one is sitting on my mom's lap, learning the Mongolian alphabet, and her trying to make the shapes into images. And I remember thinking that letters were like magic and that my mom was magic. It's one of the earliest memories I have. People are reaching a point where they're getting emotionally more apathetic because there's just so much information. It causes this information overload that your brain starts to decide that everything that's new, you don't really need to memorize because it's on the internet, or you don't really need to remember this awesome trip you had because you have pictures of it.
We're gonna put your password number out of here.
I learned about memory techniques while I was first semester of business school.
528-8484.
Because I wanted to finish the 4-year degree in like 2 years, or 1.5 if possible.
If I do it from that angle, it's Kybri Johnson, 763-528-8481.
No way!
And the secret digits is 183-806.
Yep.
And then yours is 496-639-500.
That's awesome.
English. 3.14159265358973238462643383279502884197167. They contacted the Swedish Memory Sports Council and said, "Do you have some competitors who haven't yet done Sweden's Got Talent?" And then I did the audition. I had 20 kids from the audience, and I memorized their names in 90 seconds.
Marcus Ophelia, Moa Josefin, Anna Gianna.
And it went pretty well. The Swedish version of Simon Cowell was like, "You're amazing," and he pressed the golden buzzer, and then there was confetti everywhere. I was told I had made it to the semifinals.
Being able to remember names and faces is really good for professional settings because you shake hands with so many people, and people remember people who remember them.